Time now for your comments. An introduction to a story about grandparents raising their children's children described them as elderly. The piece then referred to a 57-year-old grandmother. Sherilyn Crowther of Seattle asks, "Elderly at 57, how's your newsroom look these days? Am I a senior at 37? And where would my 90-year-old grandmother and 92-year-old grandfather fit on that category?" Last week, a story about farmers' markets misidentified pluots as a cross between a plum and a nectarine. Catherine Bernard of Albuquerque was one of many who wrote to say they aren't, but instead are a cross between a plum, plu, and an apricot, ot. There were quite a few emails about my interview on what Americans think about the First Amendment. Megan Sinclair of New York writes, "Unless I missed it, Edwards did not take the opportunity to inform listeners of the five rights which guarantee freedom of religion, speech, press, assembly, and petition." Brian Lawler of San Luis Obispo, California, responded to an interview with a Temple University professor who defended teenagers' use of the word "like." He writes, "Let's, like, sentence Dr. Siegel to, like, ride with our, like, carpool for a few weeks and, like, see if she can, like, maintain her sanity under less, like, academic conditions than those at, like, Temple University." Tom Gordon of North Logan, Utah, had a Twilight Zone moment while listening to Morning Edition's Present at the Creation segment about the Twilight Zone. Gordon woke up to the voice of his father, who died over 10 years ago, and he writes, "My father, William Gordon, was the doctor on the Twilight Zone episode Eye of the Beholder. My radio goes off at 45 minutes past the hour every morning. This morning, instead of Bob Edwards' mellifluous voice, it was my father's long unheard baritone that awakened me into 1960, into my own Twilight Zone." Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.